Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday afternoon, July 31st, 2024, and we've curated a fantastic selection of health, fitness, and wellness news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Zynex Inc. CEO Thomas Sandgaard discusses significant company growth and future innovations. Zynex Inc. CEO Thomas Sandgaard recently discussed the company's strong growth and future innovations in an interview with Proactive. The company saw a 20% year-over-year increase in orders and an 11% increase in second quarter revenue, totaling $49.9 million. Zynex also reported a 20% increase in year-to-date cash flow from operations, reaching $3.2 million. Sandgaard highlighted ongoing efforts to secure FDA approvals for next-gen devices and expand the pain management product line. Looking ahead, Zynex expects third quarter revenue to reach at least $50 million. The company is developing new monitoring devices, including a pulse oximeter based on laser technology for more accurate blood measurements. This positions Zynex for potential market share growth and portfolio diversification.
Sierra Health wins contract valued at nearly $6 million to train Indiana health workers. Sierra Health Corp. has secured a $5.8 million contract to train healthcare professionals in Indiana under the FSSA. The company, based in Carmel, Indiana, focuses on innovative healthcare solutions. Sierra Health will provide curriculum development, competency assessments, an LMS, a training registry, and a quality improvement plan to meet FSSA's standards. CEO Dr. Deepika Vuppalanchi expressed pride in being chosen for this program. The training curriculum integrates health equity and cultural competency principles. Sierra Health's training registry will track workforce competency in real time. The company will provide regular reports to FSSA and adjust monitoring as needed. For more information, visit sierahealth.com. Mainz Biomeds, NASDAQ, cutting-edge colorectal cancer test, applies for FDA breakthrough status. Mainz Biomed, listed on NASDAQ as MYNZ, has applied for FDA breakthrough device designation for its innovative colorectal cancer test. This test combines fecal immunochemical testing with mRNA biomarker analysis and AI algorithms, showing promising results in clinical trials. With a 97% sensitivity for colorectal cancer and an 88% sensitivity for precancerous lesions, along with a 93% overall specificity, this test could significantly improve early detection rates. CEO Guido Beichler highlights the test's potential impact on catching cancer and precancerous growths earlier. Mainz Biomed's decentralized approach aims to make the test more widely available, particularly in underserved communities. If granted breakthrough device designation, this test could see expedited approval, potentially saving countless lives. While awaiting FDA approval, this test represents a beacon of hope in the ongoing battle against colorectal cancer, showcasing the power of innovative biotechnology and AI in cancer detection.
Global Vision Technologies achieves TX Ramp Level 2 certification for FamCare Human Services Software. Global Vision Technologies has achieved TX Ramp Level 2 certification for their FamCare Human Services Software. TX Ramp, a program established by the Texas Department of Information Resources, sets standards for security assessment and monitoring of cloud computing services. GVT's FamCare platform, designed for agencies managing critical populations, prioritizes data security with built-in controls. George Ritacco, VP of Client Services, highlights GVT's commitment to information protection alongside their SOC 2 Type 2 certification and HIPAA compliance. The FamCare software, built on GVT's Vision Server platform, offers rapid form and workflow development while reducing programming risks. For more information about GVT and their innovative software solutions, visit globalvisiontech.com. Acarix announces shares are now being traded on the OTCQB under the ticker ACXF. Acarix CEO Amir Mahmood announced that shares of Acarix are now trading on the OTCQB under the ticker ACXF, expanding its presence in the U.S. market. The company's flagship product, the CADScor system, offers a non-invasive solution for assessing coronary artery disease at the point of care. Recently, Acarix received a significant reorder for single-use patches and a multi-order for the CADScor system, showcasing growing demand. Mahmood highlighted the company's focus on top-line growth, reimbursement efforts, and initiating clinical trials to drive commercial success. For more information, contact Proactive North America at +1-604-688-8158 or email naeditorial@proactiveinvestors.com.
Citius Pharmaceuticals nears market breakthrough with two leading products. Citius Pharmaceuticals Inc. is nearing a market breakthrough with two leading products. MinoLock, a novel antibiotic lock solution, offers hospitals an alternative to removing and replacing central venous catheters, potentially saving money and reducing adverse events. CEO Leonard Mazur is optimistic about the Phase 3 trial results and upcoming FDA meetings. LymphOr, a recombinant fusion protein for T-cell lymphomas, has an FDA decision expected in August. Citius is also spinning out its oncology unit to form Citius Oncology via a SPAC deal with 10x Keen, unlocking shareholder value and providing access to capital markets. Citius Oncology will focus on developing and commercializing novel targeted oncology therapies, with LymphOr as the first product to market. Pancreatic cancer could overtake colorectal cancer to become second leading cause of cancer death. Oncolytics is working on a promising treatment. Pancreatic cancer is on the rise, with projections showing it could become the second leading cause of cancer deaths by 2030, surpassing colorectal cancer. Oncolytics Biotech Inc. is working on a promising treatment called Polariorep, an immunotherapeutic agent that has shown positive results in phase 1 and 2 studies. The Goblet study is currently testing Polariorep in combination with Mfalfirinox and atezolizumab in newly diagnosed metastatic pancreatic cancer patients. This combination therapy has already doubled tumor response rates in previous trials and received fast-track designation from the FDA. If successful, it could provide a new treatment option for pancreatic cancer patients, potentially improving outcomes and extending survival times. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.